Many people want to know God. They want to have divine bliss, love, and peace in their lives. And so they search for that experience in a variety of ways, seeking different spiritual traditions, different spiritual approaches depending upon their disposition and personality. They will be drawn to one approach or another approach. But all want one thing. They want to realize that eternal self within, to know that which is eternal, does not change, is not impacted by the passage of time. And is the home from which we have all come. That infinite being, the eternal Brahma, the self of yourself, the one eternal essence, is the resting place of all creation, the quietude, the bliss, the peace that abides and is unchanging. All things around you change. The experiences of your life from the time you took your first breath till the day you take your last, entail change, continual change. From one moment to the next, there is change. But beneath all of this change, there is an eternal essence, a calm, infinite awareness that does not change. When you know yourself, when you are aware of your own nature, of your own consciousness, you begin to notice that which is unchanging in your life. All of your experiences, the ups and the downs, the good days, the bad days, the absolute joy and the deep sorrows and loss, they come and go in life. But one thing remains the same. You, the one who knows that all of this has happened, the one who experiences it all, that knowing consciousness, that knower, does not change. You go through all of the life experiences, yet you do not change as those experiences go up and down. Your aware consciousness that knows everything you experience remains the same. So that is the constant in your life. The knowing self of yourself is the constant in your life, the knower of everything you have experienced. But then you must ask yourself, what is the nature of this knower, of this awareness? The one who is aware, who is knowing everything that exists in this changing universe. What is the nature of the aware beingness, the intelligence which knows all? When awareness, consciousness, focuses on awareness, focuses on being, on the knower, rather than on the known. And the feeling comes of being conscious of this knower, this eternal constant in your life, the one who experiences everything. When the external experiences fade away and there is just the knowingness, the pure essence of awareness, something happens when that awareness opens up. You discover in the nature of that awareness is bliss, is love unconditional, is peace. Yet without the definitions of the mind, there is a nature to being a changeless, immortal nature to the self of yourself. For that knower, that knowing consciousness even knows your I feeling, your feeling I exist. Someone knows that. Who knows that? That knowing awareness the changeless consciousness known in Sanskrit as Purusha awareness, consciousness, being the self when you contact that infinite constant awareness, that unchanging nature, that is the real you, there is a deep abiding peace. A quietude in the changeless nature of being. When being is allowed to reflect itself, the knower, the known, and the process of knowing become one. The awareness comes then, the realization comes that in truth, all those changing experiences, the phenomena of existence, are all in essential nature. One continual being, one continual essence appearing to be the diversity of experience. When knower, that which is known and the process of knowing blend together, then the unitary nature of all that is, the deep peace that dwells in the infinite knower, Aware being is all that is. And in the depth of aware being, when awareness knows itself, when consciousness ceases to reflect the multiplicity of change, but quiets to its own essence, there is a bliss, a love which is undying, not as human love which is give and take, but a love that simply is, inherent in the nature of being. It is neither something that comes nor goes. This Ananda always is. But when awareness ceases to be engaged in the phenomena of experience, and the knower, known, and known blend together, it awakens. The nature of the self, the love, bliss, and deep peace that words cannot really describe. In it there is wholeness, the natural state of being, complete. That love, that essence, is the immortal, eternal nature of being. It is the Sadguru, the true Guru. It is the self of yourself, unchanging. Know the knower. Know the awareness. Which is in the very stillness of the witness of the essence, aware, eternal, immortal being, changeless, timeless. This is what endures through all the changes of your existence. Your immortal nature remains. All right.